BJ was limited today. He feels better today than he did yesterday. It's going to be close. We're going to give him the next 55 hours to try to get ready. So I think we have him as questionable, and he'll be a game day decision. And I put Will Blackman in the same boat. I definitely had a chance to take a couple returns today, get taped back up and get back out there. So really how they respond tomorrow will probably be the first step. And, with it being a night game, we'll give them the extra day and a half to get ready.
What's your comfortable with
I'm comfortable with the right side of our line, our whole offensive line. It's a group now. It's been together for at least 2 years. So the tryouts are over, and they've had 3 weeks to generate some continuity, and I feel like they're ready to go. Yes, I think so. I've been very, very impressed with what Derek has done this week. I think he's definitely an individual on special teams that could make an impact, and in learning the new language on defense, he's picked it up very fast. I know Darren Perry is impressed with how much he does know, and there are obviously similarities in the schemes of Baltimore and here, but just making the language change, he's done a good job. Yeah, potentially, I mean he's competed for a spot this week. Well, I feel very good. Unfortunately, you have to put down eight players, so we have three individuals that are in a medical situation. Two of them are going to be very close. So, I definitely feel we'll be ready to go at 45. It's always hard to go from 53 to 45, especially when you're healthy. Just some of the tougher things you deal with during the season is to tell somebody that they can't play on Sunday when they're, when they're ready to play and have earned the opportunity to play, but based off of game planning or what you're trying to do from one position to another, make sure you're covered. They can't play, so that's always a tough thing to do on Sundays. Looks good and he's ready to go, and Nick's gonna go through what every player goes through this full year. Anytime you come back from a major surgery, the first week's a little different than the second week and so forth. So he's gonna have some bumps and bruises along the ways, but he's ready to go. He'll be playing. He'll be playing Sunday night. Well, we got a couple options, and we're just gonna kind of keep that in house right now. Because if we do get in that situation, it's probably in our best interest to do that. Yeah. Well, in fairness to Mason, and I'm not making excuses for Mason Crosby, but I think we created some of the issues that he's experienced. And we have fixed that, in my view. The five holders in 23 football games. That's something that we've addressed. With his ability to have one holder, Matt Flynn, from here on out. Jeremy now winning the punting competition, so he'll be our backup holder. So we have to give him the consistency that he needs. We've had some operation issues that have affected him. And he's a very confident kicker. He's a dynamic young kicker. His leg strength has improved every year here, and I look for him to have a big year. Brett, yeah, absolutely. I think Brett's been very consistent. Thank you. We're very excited for this opportunity. The first week's always a long week of preparation. This week's no different. You've been preparing your whole off season for this football game. You spent so much time on your opponent, and frankly, we've moved past our opponent. We're focused on ourselves. We're excited for the opportunity to be on Lambeau Field, competing in front of a national audience, and show the work that we've done, you know, over the off season, and ready to line up for our first opportunity.